Welcome to another episode of the Thirsty Nerds Podcast. We are a man short, which is why you're not seeing our beautiful faces right now.
Sandman's beating that boy to freak up.
My man is down bad right now in Dream City. Freddy's got him.
Yeah. We see, for a little behind the scenes, we're adults and sometimes super busy. So the podcast always ends up getting planned at like weird hours just so we can get some filming in. And
today's a little earlier than usual.
And I don't think his alarm worked.
I don't think that that heathen even knows AM hours.
Whatever has a grasp on him, it's got him in that Popeye's biscuit chokehold. That boy is not going anywhere.
Out of here.
But it's 9 a.m. and we're drinking beer, so
yes, we are.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
How you guys been? Jamal, it was just your birthday not too long ago. Yep. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, you dusty bitch.
Thank you, guys. I'm 33 years old today.
Ew.
I do not look it.
Ew.
I look wonderful.
It looks 40.
Wow. Don't lie on me like that. Don't lie on me like that. I look great.
He looks like a white 40, but a black 38.
You don't believe in me. There's too much.
I'm joking.
There's too much footage on the
He looks 28. He looks 28. He looks 28.
Thank you.
You look wonderful.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
How was your birthday weekend?
You know, not bad. I always, you know, get my expectations like in a weird space and don't tell anybody. So when it's not exactly what I hoped, I get all like sad and like, oh.
So now he walks around. He's like, what you get me for my birthday?
Yeah, I'm one of those. But no, it was good. I tagged along with my brother's plans, and they're always exciting people to be around. They do a lot. They do a lot of shit.
Too much. You said it with such like I can only do it like once a year.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
like,
man, only once a year. They're out there drinking and partying. You know, it's a nice vibe. It was a real cool weekend. Obviously, I wish I could spend more time with friends and family. Over the 4th, I didn't get a chance to spend time with you guys.
Obviously. Yeah, you were dead,
dude. I was a fucking dead body.
You chose that. You chose it to show up. You could have been in the heat. You could have sweated that shit out.
I could have, but you know, man, I was sweating it out on my floor.
I missed Chris again because I had like 3-4 places to go to on the 4th, and I squeezed them all in. I didn't get a chance to see Chris. I didn't get a chance to play volleyball.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so volleyball over 30 is a task.
Yeah.
I woke up the next morning like I had been just fucking ran over by 70,000 bulls.
Dude, I know what you mean because I helped someone move some couches. And you know, when someone asks for help, it's always up all of the stairs. And two, it's always in the narrowest of fucking hallways. So I broke the banister.
I want to be clear. This is an old man pod today. Just so you
know. Old man pod.
I know, man.
We're drinking coffee and stouts, and I'm going to pay for this later.
So, like, the couch was, like, 4 or 5 feet wide and, like, 8 feet long, and the stairwell was only, like, 3 or 4 feet wide and, like, 5 feet tall.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We did it.
Of course.
But, man.
Where were you moving into? The Mines of Moria?
My friend got a new couch to accommodate all the gaming nerds. For game night when we go play, you know, Guilty Gear and anime shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while, and I really miss it. So.
He just showed up for moving day?
Yeah.
He hit me up. He's like, hey, fam, I need to get blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, man, I got you. You know, I just thought it was, you know, a quick in and out job. Nah, bro, we get sued. I get there. He got off of work like an hour after I got there, after he told me to be there.
What?
And then he gets there's a U-Haul behind his car. He's like, all right, you ready to go get these couches? I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't know we had to go get them, bro.
Oh, damn.
All right, let's go get them. And then now we're driving out to Illinois.
Oh, shit.
We're going to the outlet store.
So he hadn't even bought them yet?
Oh, he bought them.
What's going on?
He went shopping?
So after we waited like another like 45 minutes for them to find the shit he ordered, you know, like 4 or 5 weeks ago. They put it in there, and I knew this shit was heavy when Buddy tried to put it on the dolly, and you know they just put the foot on there, they push it, and they pull the dolly out. Buddy jumped his whole ass up there to get the fucking thing to lean back. I was like, fuck, we gotta take that up all those goddamn stairs.
God, fucking cow just made of marble. He was he was complaining about this shit the whole time when we went to see the black phone. He was like, I don't want to go move this shit, man. I would have got there like, hey, yo, I'm sorry, man. I got some shit to do.
Yeah, so we get it up, get it to the fucking stairwell, and I'm like, you got it, bro? Yeah, I got it. Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't let it flip. The thing flips, hits the banister. The whole fucking banister from the apartment comes off the wall.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Like Velcro, bro. Off the wall. Big ass hole in the wall and everything. He said, I didn't see nothing, pimp. He grabs the banister and puts it in his fucking room.
So not only did you break it, you stole it.
Hell nice. Yeah, brother.
Nice. Hey, only way you can do it.
I woke up the next morning. My body was in fucking shambles from moving two couches, man. We used to move niggas 3 times a month.
Y'all are
and,
such.
And then we used to, you know, get drunk on E&J.
Did he at least get your pizza or anything?
Right. We went to a Tilted Kilt. Those still exist. So I had like 4 or 5 beers and a thing of fries.
My man drank his pain away.
Yeah, he literally drank his pain away. That's
I
awesome.
Did.
Wow, you are such good friends. You know, you guys, you go help people move. That's crazy. That's loyalty I've never heard of. It's awesome.
And here I am almost murdering all my family with fireworks. Had a firework box split open, and it just started
shot
popping
debris
everybody.
Everywhere.
What?
I swear to God, I had people dodging. My wife's got scars.
It was like the fucking Cell Saga and the androids throwing energy blasts at the crowd. We were all just minding our business, and I just see shit go over to to the stands of the world tournament. I'm like, well, they did this disperse.
Oh shit! Wow.
Yeah, man. If I don't injure myself or somebody else every fourth, not a fourth.
Who was homie that didn't say shit about having that half stick of dynamite? And he just threw it in the dumpster in that alley. Didn't tell no one. And we just, you know, everyone's just eating, blah blah blah, talking. Woo, sparklers. Woo, bottle rockets. Boom, terrorist attack.
Oh, he told somebody. He told me. I didn't tell everybody else. There was one point earlier when we lit off another one, and all I did was run by people, and I was like, it's going to get really loud for like 2 seconds. And they're like, huh? Gunk. No, I used to hear like just yelps and screams.
I saw a whole table jump. Jenna almost had the baby right there.
But it was fun, man. I love the fourth. Not that I'm patriotic. I love blowing shit up.
Hey, bro, how many mosquito bites did you get?
None, because I was covered in soot.
I got 2. That's a record low.
Fire.
I have not gotten stung at all yet.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Eat ass.
I haven't even seen mosquitoes this year.
Me either.
Well, them, like many other animals, are, you know, slowly becoming, well, not animals, animals too, but bugs. Bugs are becoming more and more extinct as the years go on.
Yeah, that's crazy. You can keep them, though. I ain't trying to get them.
We need them. Not mosquitoes, though.
No, mosquitoes can go.
Let them go, yeah.
Burn them all.
Yeah, so I think I kind of started this pod already, but yeah, if this is your first time tuning in, thank you. If this is your last time tuning in, thank you as well. As you know, here at the Thirsty Nerds podcast, we like to go over things that have happened over the last week. Comics, films, video games, you name it. So we're going to go ahead and start. What we got?
Let's start off with something that I found actually truly charming and hilarious. Taika Waititi, yeah, I just finished, Thor Love and Thunder just came out. Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman is back in her Jane cast
and space woman role. She's always something that's from space, yeah, going into space.
Well, apparently Taika Waititi didn't know this because he asked her to be in his upcoming Star Wars film, completely forgetting that she's at the one of the most pivotal roles in the entire Star Wars universe.
that she is in fact a deceased character in the same universe.
So I guess right when they got done filming, she goes up to him and is like, so what's next? He's like, oh, I would love for you to be in my Star Wars movie coming up. And she goes, oh, I've already been in those.
That's fucking hilarious.
It'd be kind of weird to see Anakin's mom walking around and as like not a Force ghost.
Honestly, do it. Like,
yeah, why not?
Yeah, like,
why?
What's the worst that can happen in Star Wars?
Listen, Josh Brolin is Cable and Thanos. All right, I think we have room to.
Yeah, I mean, slather up with some like green paint, make her a Twi'lek, and,
you know.
No, we don't need any more filthy Twi'leks.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
No,
I agree, but I also don't.
No, what's Ahsoka's race called?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool too.
We need more of them.
Yeah, we need more of them.
What's Fisto's race called? We need more of him.
Not put Natalie Portman.
Fisto. Natalie Fisto.
No, do you really want Natalie Portman walking around with a tentacle sticking out of her head?
Yes.
Is that a serious question?
Look at his face. I wish you could see his face.
Come on, bro. I'm like a secret Natalie Portman fan. I watch almost all her movies.
Wow.
So what's the difference between many tentacles to one, to two?
Their utility.
Right. So she can be a Twi'lek.
No. We have enough of those.
Do we?
They're like putties. All right? They're walking around a Star Wars fucking universe. They're fucking everywhere. All right? They're in the way.
They can get in my way all
the way. You go to Tatooine, they're there. You go to Dagobah, they're there. You go to Mustafar, they're there.
I'll go to their Dagobah. That's all I get. I wanted to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, but I found that to be a little bit funny. Also, what's also hilarious is Elon Musk backs out of another deal.
How long are we going to let him keep being this false savior? How long is this going to keep
happening? Until I get tired of it.
Okay, that's fine.
This is hilarious. This is just...
Who's he saving, though? Whose savior is he? Oh, yeah.
Not mine. I could be... I'm pretty sure not mine.
The grossly uninformed. That's who it is.
Listen, man. When we get to Mars and Total Recall happens, you will be thanking Daddy Musk for everything.
Knowing Elon Musk, it won't be like Mars. It'll be that shitty remake one. So it'll be here. Yeah. That's the only Total Recall we'll get. He can make that.
Yeah. So him and Twitter are beefing now because he is officially backed out of the buyout deal.
My man reneged on the book.
Damn.
That's right.
He's like, there's more bots here than I thought.
So, oh my God, this is like so much money. I don't want it no more.
So here's. The thing that he says that Twitter has breached contract because they won't release information on how many bots pages are actually out there. And if I may put on my lifting pants and kind of help somebody that doesn't need any help lifting anything.
I got you, bro.
There's two reasons why Twitter wouldn't release those bots. One, they have no idea how many actually are out there, which is a fucking terrifying thought.
Shit, I'm getting new bot friends every day.
Can't get rid of these hoes.
Yeah. Or two, they know how many bots are out there and they're purposely in bed with all of this and they got their hands in the cookie jar, which if they release the information, all of a sudden...
Ooh, the bots are there to gather data, so they're in cahoots with other nations, other people. They're getting back alley deals. I got the tinfoil hat too, bro.
So, wow. So those are the reasons why I would see something like that happening. But Twitter is pissed off because they, one, the board members forced everybody into this buyout.
Uh-huh.
And now that they're not getting their big ass payout, now they're a little salty because they fired a shit ton of people do this. So now they want their just dues. They want their money. So now they're taking them to court. And this is going to be funny how it plays out. It's just rich people being mad because they don't make more money.
And they know we're all going to be watching.
Oh.
Our faces pressed against the windows and shit.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Yeah, for all of them.
I'm here for it.
The greed is being put in display so much, and it's hilarious how it just becomes now all of a sudden Twitter, like CEOs are like the voice of the people because they're fighting back against Musk.
The enemy of my enemy.
You know how that shit goes.
They're all shit.
Yeah, pretty much. It's wild. Like you said, just rich people being rich people.
Is this what happened? Is like we got used to watching MTV and now we're just seeing it's real life?
Yeah. We are like 5 years away from Real Celebrity Deathmatch. And I am here for it.
And Judge Dredd. We're 5 years away from that too.
We have celebrity boxing already.
Exactly.
We do.
Can't wait till somebody gets their head knocked off.
Let's go Problem Child.
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
The Paul brother.
Mm. Oh, that guy.
Are we cheering for him or cheering for his head to get knocked off?
I'm cheering for his head to get knocked off.
I'm cheering for him, all right? Why would I want this man to keep losing when he's winning?
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess. I'm going to keep hating, though.
Go ahead.
You guys go ahead.
Feed his fire.
Speaking of feeding fire, all right, apparently there's a new Spider-Man.
I can't use that WT word. There's too much bite in that for me.
What
is it? What do they say in The Boys?
I don't watch The Boys.
Oh, okay. It's like Twinkie.
What?
It's like Twinkie. They call him Twink. I, that That phrase that has so much. It has so much. Oh. It has so much bite to it. I'm like, ow.
Twink.
Yeah, there's so much bite to it.
I think it's. I think that word is whimsical.
I think it is too.
It's whimsical.
Yeah,
sounds whimsical.
So we'll call you a whimsical one, and then you'll be.
Don't call me whimsical. I'll beat the shit out of you.
More threatening on the pod. That's what we need to do. We need to threaten our friends more on air. That's cool.
You can't call someone that, and they'll be like, huh. I'll get you next time.
If I were whimsical, I would take. I would. All right.
See,
I would
you're not even saying it. You're not even saying it. See,
if I were Twinkie, I would twink it. But I'm not Twinkie. I'm not Tinky Winky.
Yeah, I don't register.
But what about Spider
Twink? So, well, he
got him.
Well,
easy layup.
New series coming out. I did not bother to. I just know the costume looks dumb as fuck, but this is like Marvel's first gay Spider-Man.
Not only is it the first gay Spider-Man, they went out of their way to say it was their first effeminate Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
So they are going right into it. The character's name is going to be Web Weaver. It's like a kind of like a fashion designer got spider powers.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping he's gonna come around. Him and Jumbo Carnation are gonna make a fashion show. And
hey man, look,
they're just gonna be just silk.
This
everywhere.
Costume's pretty cool.
I kind of dig the costume.
This costume's pretty cool.
I don't like the whole neck piece.
See, and that's what I think I like about it, because it looks like a Victorian Spider-Man.
He looks like a Spider-Man that doesn't do his own work because he's too good to do it.
I can't
and
wait.
And then if he's forced to move, he'll be pissed.
Listen, yeah, exactly. I can't wait till he's just voguing while Doc Ock is like trying to punch him. He's just voguing down the fucking... on the side of a building.
It's not bad, you know, like the, yeah, now that I'm looking at the costume, it's not bad, but you know what I mean, like this is just another
reactions have been the same as anytime a new gay character is announced.
Why can't you just make good stories?
And I had a conversation with somebody at work, because this was actually brought to my attention by people that don't read comics. I didn't even know about it till they came up, and obviously the same jargon was spewed of why is it that nowadays everything either has to be gay, or they can't just, everything that has to come out has to either be some kind of fringe.
Right, an agenda, something.
Right. And my answer to those people is because they're the ones buying books. I mean, I don't, how many people, if you're buying the book, then they're going to relate to that. They're going to put out what people buying the books are going to buy.
Exactly.
So go buy the books that you want to buy.
Exactly. Because there's plenty. If there's anything, there's certainly plenty for you to buy.
No, there really is.
There's so
of
much.
All different types of
I struggle. I literally struggle to pick them some weeks. So there's plenty for everybody.
Yeah. And we're going to, and when we get to the reviews, we're going to talk about the manliest man.
We are.
I mean, sometimes you just got to jump into it, dude. Sometimes you just got to hope for the best. And yeah, you might get something good.
See, I've especially reading X-Men, because X-Men is like, I would say X-Men is probably the core of like the LGBTQ
soap opera.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get much gayer than X-Men.
No, it really doesn't.
So like when the stories are good, it doesn't matter who is the characters are characters. Read them for what the characters are.
Exactly. I know. Like, it's a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, yeah, I guess you do. It is worth mentioning a lot of these first when it comes out. Now, if you're one of those people who never needed any of that or never cared about any of that, then, you know, you can miss over it. But, you know, you don't ever have to give any energy to why is this character this and why is that that, you know? They got to get the advertisement out there. They want the clicks.
Yeah.
So they got to bring up that feature. But it probably, the fact that the character is gay probably doesn't even really, you know, really, like, I guess it's not that integral to whatever he's going to be going through, I'm sure.
Well, we'll see, because they have made a very hard push to affirm that he is going to be effeminate and he's going to be the very first Spider-Man, gay Spider-Man, which I would probably fight back on. Ben Reilly is a little...
I mean, everyone knows that Ben Reilly's gay.
Who's Ben Reilly?
The clone.
You know what? You're right. Who? You know what? You're right. Yeah. See? You're right. You're right. I shouldn't have never.
Yeah, he's
never
a clone of the original. This one right here.
They're both gay, actually.
Yeah.
Also, there's going to be a new Wakanda series coming out in October. The stories are kind of going to go over Shuri's adventures and Killmonger's adventures. And there's also some backstory about the Black Panther's, you know, past as well.
Oh, so whatever it takes to get you ready for the new Black Panther movie coming out.
Yeah, pretty much. I wonder if they're going to show... Because I've been wondering this for a while. How are they going to deal with the real life passing?
Yeah.
So is this going to be something that's going to be done on panel, on film? How are they going to move past it? Because it is a huge wrench in the plans of Marvel, right?
It's an elephant in a room that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. And I'm really curious how they're going to address that, if they're going to do it in the book or if they're going to do it on screen. I imagine they'd have to do it on screen.
Right. They're probably going to prime us. If this is what I think it is, they're probably going to try and prime us on it.
Mm.
But, you know, it probably... I don't know if it'll connect to the book, and if it does, it'll be loosely. I thought that fucking Black Adam shit connected to the movie, but I went in the store this week and saw
an actual Black Adam, like, with The Rock. It's gonna be. I saw something about it. I didn't even bother reading it, but they're gonna have character breakdowns for everybody that's gonna be in the movie. Like, everybody's gonna get their own book.
Oh shit!
Leading up to the movie.
That does not sound interesting. If I get all their characters in the comics, then what am I going to focus on?
I wonder how well, like, these blatant things do.
Probably not that
for them
well.
To keep, for them to keep doing it.
I mean, if someone's going to buy it, you know, like, you got to get something for the kids to read on the way to the Chili's. You know, you got to do something.
Yeah. Is that The Rock on a comic book? I'll get that.
See?
Where it says DC, Black Adam, and everything else. Is that The Rock?
Yeah.
That's exactly how that works.
I would go.
I'm sorry. Let me be a little bit more relevant. Is that Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, I was going to say The Rock is no longer The Rock. The Rock is Dwayne.
Yeah. You're
right. Wow. That's so crazy.
The only thing Rocky on him are boulder chests.
Yeah, clearly. And his giant. Never mind. I was going to say his head, like, but not like.
Oh.
Not like. Which shut head? Up. All right. Just move on.
All right, we'll try to move on and not be as awkward. So we'll go right back to E3 coming back.
I thought we weren't going to get awkward.
I tried.
Didn't they just say their goodbyes?
They said their goodbyes, and then, you know, like a pimple, you thought you popped, it came back.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not leaving.
We called this. Anyway, we said this is going to... I actually gave them like a year off. I thought they would at least take a year off. Nope. They came back 6 months after they said goodbye. Kind of like the date that we got her fucking suck.
You know?
And we're only being a little bit more cynical about it, because I don't remember the last time I got excited watching an E3 conference.
Me either.
It's been a long time, and they're usually way, way too elongated with so much filler.
He said elongated.
Yeah, I did.
See, so the news I did read about it, excuse me, is that they're coming back being hosted by or being set up by the people that run PAX.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me a little bit more hope that it
they'll
will
know
go,
what to showcase.
Well, it'll go the way that I kind of predicted. I think it's going to go more into a convention than it is going to be a breakthrough or like a gathering of like, this is where we're going to show the stuff. I think it's going
to
be
return back to its roots.
Yeah. Remember the roots, its roots were actual like industry, like connect, like a networking party. So I think this is going to go more of the way of Con, like a C2E2 or a PAX East, or in that kind of vein. I think that's where it's going to lead to. I don't think it's going to go back to the E3
and
news.
Press only.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go back to that.
Because I could have,
it'd be dumb to do that.
I can remember a time where that's where E3 used to be. It used to be like, you know, something for the people to go and experience, and then they closed it off from the people and made it press only.
Yeah, fuck the people.
Yeah, fuck whoever gives you the money to make this shit happen, to make it grow. Fuck them. You guys don't want to be here no more.
Yeah, there's zero reason for Xbox, Sony, or any of these people to go and spend thousands of dollars, maybe millions in some cases, to set up a here's what we're going to have coming out the next couple of years. It doesn't make sense for them to pay somebody else that money when they can just invest it into their own thing, right? That's what we've been seeing the past couple of years. So E3 going back to that, this is where we're going to break the news cycle. I don't see it. I see it more in maybe they'll have some demos here and there, maybe a panel or two. I think it'll go more of the way of Entertainment Expo or an actual con.
I think it can go. Yeah, I definitely think it can go either way, because I think we get ahead of ourselves sometimes in thinking about how our generation likes to condense things, and we can only view what we want and see this from Sony over here and then Microsoft over here. But there's a lot of people who want to get all that shit all at once, like what's Xbox doing, what's PlayStation doing, Nintendo. So I guess that's probably why this is, like, you know, finding its place again. And it can go either way. I'll probably check it out for sure. We need the content, you know, why not? You know?
Yeah.
It'll give me something to do when I'm at work. And, you know, I'm not paying attention to anything else, so I'll watch the. I'll fast forward through like the 8 hour presentation to get the 30 minutes of trailers.
Exactly. Oh yeah, dude. I'm at work just on the phone the whole time. Just like, let me see what's going on in the real world, because this shit doesn't matter. What's going on?
There's no windows in here.
So windows in here. I can do what I want. Man.
Yeah. With that being said, there were some real sad news that happened this past weekend. A lot of deaths. I was gonna say most importantly, but one of the ones that kind of hit our circle kind of heavy was the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh, Kazuki Takahashi, died at the age of 60. He was found at his place, right?
I think so.
No, yeah. I thought they found him in scuba gear.
Oh, that's right. He was traveling alone to a coast, Nago in Okinawa. It looks like he was just found dead.
Damn, yo. That's crazy. He was probably just going to chill out somewhere, you know, have a little swim and whatever. Sad. I guess it just shows you, if anything, you know, cherish the time with your friends and your family, like now, because, you know, you never know.
Still talk about the things I did in my Yu-Gi-Oh days.
Man, I feel so bad. I'm so sorry. I used to
shit on all of us.
Nah, bro. I was in there with y'all.
Was.
You know? I used to. I used to steal them things.
You know what I mean? I know.
I used to.
I know. I remember a lunch period when you were in the library with Kai Hill and Saeed, and y'all was talking all y'all shit and talking all y'all stories. I'm like, these fucking nerd delinquents.
Yeah, that's right. No one could tell us nothing.
You're here boasting Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, man.
Oh my God.
I would go to the store and look. I'm
swiping. Some guy thought this was an actual game. He tried to take someone's Yu-Gi-Oh card, and he took this guy. Hold on. I know the two people involved. I'm not going to name their names. It was Big Pimpin and Bigger Pimpin. All right.
Okay.
Bigger Pimpin took Little Pimpin's card.
That's how it go.
And then it was the Dark Ruler Hades at the time, Dark Ruler Hades, and he ripped that bitch in half.
What?
Thinking that nothing was going to happen. Remember when someone got their nose broken?
I do.
That's the reason. He ripped that card in half. Dude turned around without missing a beat. Wham! Busted once. Wham! Busted him again. Broke it. Shattered his fucking nose.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You fuck around and find out.
You know? Just like this fucking, that legend, that Dragon Ball story. Y'all see that?
Yeah. What a beautiful little love letter that was.
Vegeta looked a little too strong for me, but you know.
Hey, pimp. Hey. Any day Vegeta gets shine, we all shine. Nah. Okay?
The thing that got me most excited was the reimagining of the story. I'm not even gonna lie. Everything that was not related to Dragon Ball, I loved.
What if the Saiyans weren't slaves and they're their own people and they weren't barbarians?
What if?
What if? It was so it and it's that pretty. That Super Saiyan redesign for Goku, pure greatness.
Yeah.
Pure greatness. I can't wait to see all the other people try to say, "Huh, this is my spin on it."
Yeah, the whole like the primal light and all that was really, really dope. And I did want to shout out Nasir Pasha, who is the runner of Studio Stray Dog, who did the animation as a fan film. He does have a project coming out on Netflix upcoming. It's a new Ninja Turtles flick.
Oh shit!
It's gonna be coming out on Netflix. So I'm super excited now because I love that.
They're in good hands. What do you guys think about like seeing this, right? This little passion project, and it took a team of 8 people.
Yeah, and it was like 4 years or something like that.
It took them 4 years to do that. Do you see the greatness that animation could have if you give them time to work on things they like? Do you see
always,
this?
Always pushing this. Yeah, for sure. Like, it's beautiful.
Wouldn't you not want this, like, all the time?
I mean, you know, not all the time, but it's cool. It's really cool.
It The thing that I found hilarious is that how good it looked compared to Superhero.
Yeah, you get 4 years of 4 years of time and passion versus, you know, a week or a month of crunch.
I wonder, it feels like they just did Superhero and those speak to talk AI. Have you guys seen those where you like just say like random things and this AI creates the pictures of them?
Yeah.
Like Jack Kirby riding Kirby on a Kirby.
I got a friend who's like in a beta testing for a couple of them right now.
It's terrifying. It's AI, whatever you say.
They do landscaping a lot better than they do actual pictures of people.
Yeah, but...
Well, sure.
But it's still incredibly, insanely scary.
Yeah.
So, and it takes seconds. Now, how long until it becomes so real that you can't even tell? Like, how long till it becomes available in VR?
Shit, man.
I don't know, man. But if you could just type into a search bar for what you want an AI to draw and it does it for you, you know, artists might be in shambles.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I mean, but we might, you know. Right. At least I can, you know, don't have to draw, you know, big titty furries for all the weirdos. Yeah, you guys can keep that.
Google, I mean,
can have y'all.
I mean, maybe James Cameron should get behind that idea. Maybe we might watch fucking Avatar.
Nothing would make me watch Avatar except for some big anime titties.
He keeps coming out of the woodwork talking all this mess. He really has a bone to pick with cinema now.
He's right. He's 100% right. Dick, no bullshit. He said, hey, all y'all talking shit about my movie, either shut up or watch it. I don't give a fuck. He's right.
He also said, I don't want to hear anybody saying about how they don't remember anything in the movie. Well, yeah, it fucking came out 12 years ago, bro.
Yeah. Goddamn.
People grew up. People had families. People got shot.
Like,
straight up.
There's an entire generation that was born after that movie came out.
And think it's just some indie one-off.
That are now old enough to go watch this movie without parental guidance. Like,
for sure, man.
And you expect these people to remember what the fuck happened in the first one? No. I don't remember a single person's name in that movie.
I don't either. I don't remember what the machinery is called. I don't remember the planet. I just remember the name of the element because it was so hard to get.
What was the element?
Unobtaining him.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, because it's so hard to get.
All I remember is Navi.
I remember, Navi.
That's it. Navi, and they have, like, tentacles that fuck each other, and they, you know, they get linked.
Yeah.
So I can't wait how many tentacles link up this time.
Yeah, probably.
I want, like, five of them all in once.
But I want to... this is a big if this movie flops, which I doubt it, it's James Cameron, it's explosions, it's CGI, people are going to gobble it up. If this movie bombs, I wonder if he's going to go back to blaming Marvel again.
I mean, I would. If my movie sucked, I would blame Marvel too.
I mean,
need the scapegoat, man. We need the scapegoat.
How much different, though, in retrospect, if we think about it, how much different is Avatar 1 really different from any Marvel movie?
Well, I mean, I guess it's different in the way that, like, you know, they're not as pretentious when they make movies. I don't imagine, like, the Marvel directors going, this is going to change the world.
Well,
when we make these.
Well, the Marvel directors are just kind of just thrown in there and just told what to do.
Exactly. Some of them don't even see the light of day until they're done writing.
Yeah, kind of like there's a...
especially the CGI artists.
Yeah. The Captain America found a new director, the new Captain America. Guess who he is?
Ooh.
The guy that directed the last Cloverfield. You know that fucking terrible one?
The one with the lady? Or was that something?
No, that was the one with John Goodman, right?
No, yeah. The one with the paradox.
Oh, when that in space, shit?
That one.
Oh.
Not even Cloverfield Lane.
Holy crap, we forgot about it. It was so whack.
So there's that to look forward to.
Yay. We talked about this a couple pods back.
That's weird.
Why they do this to us all the time. See?
Because they just need a placeholder because it's really Kevin Feige just fucking doing everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's fine.
And it was so whack. Just like the comic book when it came out. Just like it. They keep not referring to Anthony Mackie as Captain America.
Yeah. It's a, you know, we know.
It's got to be a simulation.
We know.
Like, you can't have the blueprint right there and just follow it. You can't do that.
No. Why? Why would they?
You're right.
You're asking for too much.
It looks like the Falcon and Anthony Mackie is going to be in a new movie. You mean Captain America?
No.
That's
no.
all you got to say. Captain America.
We said what we said.
They tiptoe around that so hard.
Everybody.
The guy that picked up Captain America's shield.
Yeah, not my Captain America.
Black man seen picking up Captain America's shield.
Did he steal it?
There it is.
The government certainly thought so.
I mean, yeah.
Speaking of other movies that are going to announce, Clerks 3 dropped a trailer. Man,
they just would not get fired or get another job, man.
Kevin Smith, I do like that Kevin Smith just randomly comes out of the woodwork every once in a while with a movie.
Yeah.
And it's usually like the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
The premise on this one is just what if I showed you the behind the scenes of Clerks? So it's the guys from Clerks making a Clerks movie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I truly did enjoy two. Number one was a little too niche for me.
Yeah.
And I was real young when I watched it.
Yeah.
Like I got like the Star Wars things, but it was like real, it was really made for a certain
a certain demographic. Yeah,
it wasn't made for me. I was a fucking nerd. I was a fucking weeb. I wasn't trying to watch that shit. Yeah. Like, yo, Clarence, is this good? I was like, I don't know.
But I really did enjoy two. So and we'll see. Three looks like it's gonna go right back to the source material. It looks like it's gonna continue the trend of Ben Affleck getting like two speaking lines just to show that they're friends. But we'll be there. I know Chris was really excited for it, so he's going to be really kicking himself in the ass for missing today.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, well.
You know, that's fine. I mean, another Clerks, why not? I mean, like I said, it was very alternative. You know,
they all look like they're having fun, and like they never left each other. They do just look like friends having a good time.
Yeah, that's why I do like whenever he comes out with one of these, you know, like Dogma, what was the one? Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah,
like all those movies just looked like they're a blast to be a part of.
Mm. Right.
So I'm always happy whenever Kevin Smith comes out with anything. Sometimes they miss, sometimes they hit.
Right.
I will say I like more of his films that I dislike. So that's a plus.
I'll agree with that. I mean, at the very least, you know, with money being what it is, and him at where his place as a director, you know, you don't really hear too much about him. So when you do see his movies, you know, at the very least, his heart's in it. Whether it's
and you know what you're coming for. It's not like he's you know the package you're getting. You kind of know exactly what you're gonna go for, and the people that love his movies are gonna go. It's gonna make money,
right? Exactly.
Is that Death Note movie gonna make money?
It's not a movie.
Someone's gonna see it.
So it is. It is a live. It's gonna be a live action series. By the creators of Stranger Things. They are. They developed their own Upside Down Studios. It's gonna be dropping a lot of stuff on Netflix. Mainly, the big thing was a Death Note live action series.
Is that where all the money for the Dark Crystal season 2 went?
Here's the thing.
Hold on.
I'm gonna feed you a little bit of hope. They're working on three.
Stop.
they're actually going to be working on three different things. So one of the things that was announced was the Death Note live action series. They're also working on a kind of like prequel to Stranger Things, which that's almost a given. Like you know, they're going to milk that shit for whatever they're worth.
Of course,
but they're also working on an undisclosed project with the creators of the Dark Crystal.
Season 2.
It's not going to be season 2. That's it's going to be something completely different, but it gives me hope that it might have at least
they get in good something. with the cow that's getting milked right now. Yeah. Get in good right now, get their good graces, and then you know they slide them a couple of little Benjamins underneath the door and they're like, "Hey, can we just revisit this shit right quick?"
I mean, honestly, it does feel like they're writing three or four things right now the way this Stranger Things season is going.
It's convoluted.
convoluted as fuck, yo.
And it kind of makes sense with how many fucking characters they introduce, right? Like, you can't have everybody.
It's like Millie Bobby Brown was spitting something when she said, "We got too many characters in this fucking shit."
Yeah. You can't have everybody in the same house.
Honestly, I feel like I'm watching Arrow again. Like, I have not felt like I have not felt this much convolution since I watched the CW show. You got Joy and them over here. You got half the kids over here, and then you got like Elle over here. She's getting beat on by these psychic kids. They look all goofy and shit.
and her these new high school kids. Like, they're such ruthless bullies. Yo. Why would she feel bad for clobbering that little hoe?
I would not.
Dog, yeah, I would have bean beat the shit out of that little girl.
And I would have stood over with the mic. I would have stood over with the fucking
Ali.
Yeah, hit bitch. That's right. That's right. No way, dude. They're doing too much on that fucking show. They're doing way too much.
Yeah.
You had the fucking jock walk up there and get in front of the cops and say, hey, let's hunt these kids down. Like, what is happening in this show?
I would have arrested him right then and there.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Sit down, son. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I haven't even finished the season because the episodes just get longer and longer and longer.
I was going to watch one last night. That shit was an hour and 40 minutes. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah. It goes from like 45 to like 50 to an hour 16 to like an hour 45. The last episode is 2.5 hours. It is a film. What are we doing? Hey, do you want to watch this 10-hour film? No. What if I just break it down into 10 different episodes and still watch it in one day?
Oh, shit. Give it to me.
We've been here before. We watched the Snyder Cut.
There was a little Easter egg in there. And do you guys care?
No.
I don't care. Go ahead.
They had Hopper use Conan the Barbarian's sword.
Huh.
Cool.
That was a little Easter egg. It was
actually when we had this man eating peanut butter, I started like pulling out. I was like, what? All right. All right, y'all. Y'all doing a little too much for me.
Just waiting for a dog to come around the corner.
Yeah, you know, like, God damn, he's got out of the prison, then he's back in prison. You know, it was just a whole lot. So it definitely feels like, you know, the writers, the main writers, the Duffer Brothers, they're a little busy. They got their hands full, clearly, because they're taking their hands off the wheel a little bit. And I can feel it.
I wonder what this fifth season is supposed to be. Like, I thought this was supposed to be the last season, but I guess there's going to be another one.
Of course there is.
Yeah, that should be the last season.
It's going to be like the Walking Dead. We have a 12 season run, and then they're going to be in like season 19, like,
and then you're going to have even bigger groups of people. Honestly, like, I love when the characters talk to each other. The writing is like top notch, but Jesus Christ,
it's just too much to keep track of. I don't even know what anybody's doing anymore at this point.
Exactly, it's like reading X-Men, but like watching Game of Thrones. All at once.
It's like watching Game of Thrones, but instead of getting like 9 seasons, you have like 4.
Yeah,
in one.
Yeah. That's the weirdest part. The next season, every fucking episode is going to be like 3 hours.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
With that being said, there is a couple like gaming news that kind of like crossed my eyes. One being the new RoboCop first-person shooter.
That thing looks like a bargain bin game, dude. That's like the shit that we would get at Walmart.
Motherfucker,
yeah.
Mom, it's $20.
Listen, dude. Motherfuckers are excited, and I'm kind of excited. I've always wanted to be Murphy. You know, I want to be on the right side of the law.
I want to be Murphy after the shooting, though. You could be. I'll take over after.
But just one. If you wanted to play as Murphy, why didn't you buy Mortal Kombat 11?
Because I don't get to. No, you do get to shoot people in the dick.
Yeah, you do.
That was a good question, but
because then you have to play the rest of the game.
Yeah,
and
that's the right answer, Detective.
You know,
the game's dookie grease.
Shut up.
So the trailer dropped, and the environment looks super crisp, super great, and then you get to the character models.
The characters look like The Sims, yo. I'm not even gonna lie. That shit looks like a game that came out 2 years ago.
Zero facial expressions
whatsoever.
Everybody's got
weird
kind of
clunky movement. Like the mocap looks budgeted a little bit.
Honestly, at this point in the game, if you don't have individual hair textures, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
100%.
What the fuck are we doing here?
This and it being first person, how'd that make you guys feel? You guys don't give a shit, or is first person, you know, wearing it down? Like, you know,
listen,
like for me,
we're modern men, so yeah. Well, I guess I can only speak for myself. I don't know. You play Skyrim, so I don't know. But I'm a modern man, and you know, I can play first person things. It's not harmful to me.
All right, so he's still drinking the Kool-Aid.
I mean,
you drink the Kool-Aid too. You just think you're not.
Skyrim is in first person.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Can be.
And aren't they getting a mod, a multiplayer mod?
Yeah, baby. You guys coming with me?
What? You know what? I don't know. I might think about it. I'm not on PC though. Not on PC like you. Not right now.
Oh, brother. Clarence isn't coming. I'll save you the trouble. Clarence isn't coming. I'm still waiting on him to play Dark Souls 3 with me.
Man. Yeah.
He's completely.
That's not happening.
I failed.
I stopped playing Elden Ring because I'm just waiting for you to come so we can
see how.
Put multiplayer.
See?
Eddie just beat the first boss.
Yeah.
Congratulations, my friend.
He walked me through his pain and suffering.
But the RoboCop game looks, you know, cool little slice of propaganda, like we said.
It is nostalgia. That is one of the first movies I remember watching as a kid in Mexico. The horrible dub. I just remember seeing people get shot in the dick, and I thought it was the coolest fucking thing in the world. I didn't even know he was a cop, but I think at that point I thought it was like a toaster or something. Like,
I mean, he is a toaster.
I think I saw my first RoboCop movie after I saw Terminator 2, and I was like, this guy's whack. What do you mean this is great? Like, there's half the amount of things are happening here, and twice as slow. So I don't like this. I'm going outside.
History is going to repeat itself because there's also a Terminator game in the works. There's going to be open world.
Cool.
Which, that's kind of cool. I wonder how they're going to go about it because every single thing we've ever seen about the Terminator, like, in the future, is humans can't kill a single fucking one of them.
No.
So how are you just going to go around in the open world just slaughtering everything?
It's got to be a stealth game. It's got to be.
You're going to be either...
Or you're going to be a Terminator that's gone rogue.
Yeah. You have to be.
Yeah, that'd be the only way. Yeah.
There's no way.
What was guy's name that was in the same role during that time? He came out in Salvation?
What is that?
You're not just a man.
Oh.
That guy. What was his name?
Sam Worthington?
Sam Worthington. I want to play as Sam Worthington.
No, you can't play as Sam Worthington.
It's the only way I can compete.
Because you'd be a man and a machine, so I guess you will be Sam Worthington.
Yeah, the only way I can compete with the other Terminators, bro.
That's right.
Especially those dangerous, brand new...
brand new epic models.
I forget
the Made in Mexico model.
Yeah, the Made in Mexico model. Yeah, he was dangerous. He was scary.
Oh shit! These multiply.
Yeah, these ones got tentacles and everything. Oh my fucking god! As long as we have a small 5'2" girl who can't hold a gun, then that'll be our savior. You'll play as that person too.
I want it to be like a Dark Souls game, and I slowly progress through the T series. It starts with, like, you know, the T-800s, then the T-1000, then the TX, and that's what I want the boss to be.
Give me all the T's, and then eventually, no matter how many versions there are, they're not better than the Arnold version. Come back and kill.
Yep, because he's the last boss.
Yeah, 100%. He better be. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Is he gonna come back for that one? Because he wouldn't come back for Mortal Kombat. So.
I want to see him hooked up to Skynet like Metal Cooler.
And then James Cameron's going to complain about all the Avengers games.
Yeah, pretty much. all two of them. So, I don't know if that's something I want to play, you know, but, you know, if it's anything like those fucking arcade games, maybe I'll play it.
Yeah, I dig those. I dig the shooting ones.
Yeah.
Those are fire.
Just being in the future where it's already fucked up and then it's kind of like falling.
But I can only, they're so hard, I can only play them in like an arcade where you actually already pay for the things. Because if I got to put quarters in there.
You never had like one of those games at home that you just played?
Nah, I never did that shit at home.
I didn't have the gun accessory, no, but we had my brother had a Sega Saturn and we had this game, Virtua Cop. So we used to play Virtua Cop and speedrun that
Y'all just love playing cops, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
Y'all just love playing cops.
It's the only way I could shoot someone and not get in trouble.
Bet.
Yeah, that's true.
And someone else fired their shot off. They bought 40K worth of Nintendo stock.
Good God.
Just to ask the single question, hey, y'all, what's going on with F-Zero?
That's a lot of money for something that's never going to happen.
That's dedication, man. That's exactly what they said. They said, hey, then shit happened because we ain't working on it. But thanks, though.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks for the money.
Nah, we ain't doing that. That's fucking crazy. But, you know.
What rich fucking weeb came out here and bought all that money just to ask for that?
I don't know, man. But Nintendo got a full chub. They said, damn, y'all out here like this for our games? Y'all, Sony, you got someone like this? Microsoft? PC games? You know what?
You know what makes it funny? That they're not... Like, they're... They're just gonna give them like a re-release of something. They're not gonna make a new F-Zero game. They're just gonna release all of them into the
marketplace. Make a collection.
F-Zero GX HD remaster.
But it's not even gonna be remastered. It's just a game.
It's just gonna be a bad port because they don't have the original source code and they don't support emulation. So we're just gonna get like this clunky like the GTA collection.
That's what
it'll be like. Which funny enough, that disaster coming out, made Rockstar be like, Red Dead Redemption Remake, Grand Theft, I think it was a different...
Grand Theft Auto Collections. Or which one was Nico?
Yeah, yeah. Nico Grand Theft Auto 4. Like, those remakes, they're like, good. Stop it.
Yeah, they said, so they maybe
shifted
they don't want
everybody. They shifted everybody to go work into Grand Theft Auto 6, which... Mm-hmm. Great.
Great.
I was really hoping for Chicago, but they announced and it's going to be like Cuba, Colombia, and Vice City.
Oh.
Yeah, so somewhere in Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, all so right, they're going back. We're going back to Vice City. I really wanted a Chicago one, though.
Yeah.
Really
Chicago
wanted.
Chicago one would be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. It is what it is, you know. They got to have Indiana in there if they did that, you know, at least part of it, you know, so you can see.
Yeah, where everybody goes to hide after they murder people.
Exactly.
I just want to see our portrayal in media. That's all I want to see.
It's going to be Black Oak.
All the killers come to the beach after six.
Yeah, all the killers.
Kicking around their football, making everything dangerous and unsafe, making me leave.
How dare they grill those burgers.
Oh, God. You know they left the plastic on the beachfront.
Oh.
That's all they know how to do. But that being said, right, I think that's it, right?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much, yeah, we got through everything.
Cool, then we can get on to these comic books.
Hold on, I gotta say one more thing, though. I've been playing Dungeon Fighter. That game just came out. The game is fucking sick, all right? Anything made by Aiding is...
Nice.
Chef kiss.
I just keep watching all these, like, Twitter videos of everybody's getting melted.
Yeah.
For missing a block.
Yeah. I love it. Full screen buttons, big dumb moves. I'm getting my asshole fucking blasted online, and I'm having a grand old time.
And off.
Nice.
No.
So.
No. Not yet.
It looks fun. It also looks scary.
It all looks scary. You know what you got to do? Get in there,
get your butt blasted.
Yeah, you get in there, you get beat up in a corner, you get bloody, you get back up, and you say, "You got another one in you." That's it.
You like that's abuse. It. You like abuse, don't you?
I like learning.
Oh, wow.
That's what we call it.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Trauma disguises knowledge.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
That's right. You damn right. I'm hitting buttons over there. What you doing?
Do you mind if I transition now to comics? Or you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You
want to go ahead?
All right.
Get the 100-yard stare.
Would you like to interrupt me too while I'm going to the comics?
Perhaps.
Well, okay. Cool. Let's see what happens.
I'll do it again.
Cool. Let's see what happens. All right, yo.
Could stop me.
Rest in peace, James Caan.
Thank you.
Kojima didn't do it.
He didn't do it. Y'all need to leave my man's alone so he can make the next masterpiece. All right. We're gonna go ahead and move on to these comic book reviews. Get the average ones out the way. So I'm going to talk about Captain America, Symbol of Truth, number 2. Another solid issue. You know, like I said, if you're a Captain America stan, you know what this shit is giving. Not a lot of talk of immigrants and how to find them in this issue.
Yeah, we lost them in the first one. Hey. They're still missing in the second.
Yeah, but Deadpool's here.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Jack. You know, it's whatever, Jack. We'll get back to them later. Probably issue 4 or 5.
This book kind of like it tried to build off of the number 1, but it just felt like it was a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, oh, I did. Like, hey, here's Deadpool, you know? Like,
yeah, they're doing the same thing in Wolverine. Like, why are we just throwing Deadpool in there just because?
Because right. It's Sam Wilson as Captain America, and they feel that Deadpool would bolster the ability for people to pick up that book and read it.
Yeah. Because obviously he can't.
He can't carry it by himself.
So, you know, let's just get Deadpool,
quote unquote,
a more popular character. You know, I guess it's a gamble you could make in their shoes. Deadpool's gonna make people buy something.
Yeah, but it's gonna make the wrong people buy it.
That's true. That is very
money,
true.
Money is money. There is no such thing as wrong money.
Fair.
True.
Maybe if you bring like Rugals over here.
The only thing I did see in here that like really excited me was the panel for Gambit number 1 with Chris Claremont that's going to be coming. I'm fucking jacked. I'm jacked, dude. Chris, me, he talks like stale cracker, dude.
Because now Remy coming on the scene, dude.
I just found out about this guy today, so I don't know what they're doing.
A cracker, dude.
He's a treasure. I didn't know Buddy was jacked until I saw him fold that biscuit. I was like, damn, look at the mimes.
I didn't know he was jacked until I seen him just snatch this catfish out of the water.
Barehanded?
This gigantic catfish. He's like, pulls him out like the Hulk just uprooted a tree.
So he's a man, is what you guys
think. He's out there catching catfish, dude.
That's a Cajun critter down there, man.
We're talking about the guy or the catfish?
The guy.
Y'all are fucking hilarious. From Image Comics, another Mark Millar rump. We're talking about, why am I holding this up like there's a camera here? Prodigy number one, Icarus Society.
Holy fuck.
What a fever dream of a comic. I read the first Prodigy, and I don't remember it being like as...
Okay, I was gonna ask if this was like a continuation of something.
Yes,
because I feel like
it is.
I feel like I got dropped into the autobiography of like Vin Diesel. Like this is what Vin thinks he does every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what do you mean? Vin Diesel does do this every day.
This book is a fucking from wall to wall, just
it's an AI generated story.
It's literally insane.
Yeah.
This book tells, I forget, let me read Homeboy's name again.
It doesn't matter. He's the most incredible man in the world.
Yeah, we're talking about...
That's what he is. Super guy.
Edison Crane, all right? Apparently Edison Crane is, like, the richest, most, prestigious man. He's a, you know,
he's Batman if you took him out the DC universe.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's black.
100%. He is just...
Bench pressing 1,000 pounds, casually in the gym.
Yeah, and making movies.
He wasn't even in the gym. He was in the middle of the operating theater. He had a gym in the middle of an operating theater.
Watching every single news station because he can hear them individually.
Yeah, learning their voices individually. What the hell does that matter? What's that for?
He only sleeps 35 to 40 minutes a night because otherwise he needs to go out there and solve murders.
My man got supreme ADHD.
He is insane. Like, I finished the book. I'm like, okay, he's insane. That now I'm torn. I'm not gonna hold you. This is like, as far as reviews go, this is a crazy ass book.
Yeah.
If you're not into Prodigy, I can't recommend this. This is insane.
The thing, it was like I got jet lag reading this book,
dude.
We went from New York to Africa to like Australia. We went all over the place, all over in time. I was jet lagged when I got done reading this.
What is going on here?
This dollar is your fortune, boy. Cool.
I'll make a million.
I'll turn it into a billion by the end of the week.
And I was like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he did.
And like, nothing had any pretext. Nothing had any world building. There was a moment in the book where the villain said something like, I replaced my hands with chimp hands last night.
And the first like two panels, it just happened. You're bombarded with it. It's like someone grabbed a storyboard and put it into an air gun and fired it. And here, that's the comic.
Dude.
And that blew my mind because I was like, one, that's impossible. Two,
not to him.
The recuperation period that you would need to graft chimp hands into your hand is not a 24-hour period.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, if you're a smart motherfucker.
He's the smartest guy in the world.
And then it literally just went downhill into insanity.
Straight up.
You see my man's big flex? He's like, look, I pre-recorded this message with all the appropriate pauses.
Dude, that shit took me out. That shit took me out.
You're so fucking simple, boy. No, I'm not. Yes, you are.
Hey, I need a little help. Can you be a little helper for me because you ain't smart, ho?
It's 1:30. It's 3:30.
You might want to
fix your clock.
He said that you might want to adjust your watch. I'm like,
got him. Dude, this is a crazy-ass fever dream of a book. I'm torn, I'm not going to lie, because this is a black character, and apparently he has everything going for him. This man is insane.
Except for cohesion.
He plays... Exactly. He pays people to beat him up and shit. He pays people to beat him up.
He hires goons.
He hires goons to just kidnap him out of the woodwork.
He raises cheetahs.
So he can race them.
And he gets closer every time.
This is an insane book. I'm torn because I think characters like this need to exist. But at the same time,
I can't wait for the Netflix adaptation.
Yes.
This reads more like a Bollywood adaptation.
Yeah, straight up.
Maybe we just jumped in. Is this like an issue one or a continuation?
This is issue one.
This is an issue one of a new story with this set of characters, I imagine.
Oh, so it's kind of standalone though.
Yeah, like you've seen this guy before.
Man, I was trying to look for an out. Like, why does this not make sense reading this?
I don't think even if you had read the previous issue. that one.
I've noticed recently, in recent years, every time I pick up a Mark Millar book, it just gets more into insanity.
Yes.
I think Alzheimer's is taking over.
My God.
And he's just writing whatever comes to mind. You know,
because that last one you put out, what was that, King of Spies? Yeah, that shit just turned into a fucking...
Like, this is King of Spies on fucking steroids.
Straight up, dude. Everybody's smarter than everyone. The dude with the chimp hands took me out.
He's not done, though.
I was like... okay, I'll check what's going on around issue 3.
There are more nerve endings in the chimpanzee's heart.
He said they were more ambidextrous or whatever.
They're more dexterous.
Yeah.
That shit was dumb.
Really fucking dumb. And speaking of dumb, because it gets way, 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 way worse. From AWA Upshot, I should have fucking known. You know what I mean? AWA. I should have fucking known.
Yeah.
Absolution number one. And I want to make sure credit is given here. Who was this written by?
I think it was a Mark Millar as well, isn't that?
No. This is with, let's see, Peter Mulligan, Mike Delgado Jr., the God on art. And this book is rated mature. Like a movie.
Rated M for mature.
And I hadn't realized until halfway through the book and I saw the face of Mila Jovovich that I was literally reading the part one of Emilio Lovitz movie translated into a comic.
This is what was that Daniel Radcliffe movie? Guns Akimbo.
I did not make it through that shit.
That's what this is. Yeah. Guns Akimbo.
It's the same premise. You're right.
Except for, like, you know, this is Willing and
it's cyberpunk.
It's streamed on Twitch.
Yeah, this is like a cyberpunk. The only way I could get through this was this was a cyberpunk DLC to me. It had to be. Okay. Everything else was just insane.
It feels like that. It feels like out of whack.
And I had seen somewhere that the Mike Delgado loves just adding like celebrities, and it took me out when I saw Kobe Bryant and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I was like, is that Kobe Bryant? Like and then the Woody Harrelson. I was like, what is happening here?
And then, you're right. It is fucking Mila Jovovich.
It's fucking Mila Jovovich. I had no idea.
This book is a Paul Wes Anderson fucking fever dream.
It
straight
totally
the fuck
is.
Up. Straight the fuck up. That's exactly what it is. And I didn't know. I had no idea. I saw Mike Delgado Jr. and I was like, okay, I'll check this out.
Look, let me be real though. If this had it just needs to be refined a little bit and tuned up, and it wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't be bad.
Hey, I'm not saying it's bad. I just think it's not. It's like a movie that she would make, and I think I would have a better time watching it.
Historically not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. I didn't not enjoy this. It was just like, okay, it's nothing you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
It lacked
for sure.
Charm.
Yeah.
It lacked charm.
I did like the way the panels were done, almost like Mission Impossible-esque, like...
Yeah. There are chops. Some... There is a lot of cinematic-esque chops in here. I love the cover. And like I said, Mike Delgado Jr., he's a god. I like him on art. They're looking more and more like action figures. That's what they look like, and that's pretty cool. He's the only person I can stand that makes art this way. But this story is all over the place. There's people on social media watching her, I guess.
Murder people,
because he's trying to get a good credit score, I guess.
Absolution.
Absolutist. I'm just trying to fucking absolutish. Absolutish.
She turns out to be like an assassin who is now hired by the government to murder more people, which doesn't make sense. But the reasoning behind her initial murders is because she has brain lesions that made her just want to kill everybody.
Since it was literally a page long of her backstory, I think it just had to exist. I don't think it was really important.
That shit was dumb.
That was dumb as fuck. But like I said, this is a Mila Jovovich movie, so it's like her backstories are always dumb.
You're right.
I used to be a woman of this, and then this happened to me, and now I'm even more dangerous. It's like, hello, I'm Alice all over again. That's what this feels like. It feels like I said, it feels like I should be watching this.
Dude, when the two groupies busted out with the double Uzis, I was like, man, they are dedicated to their job.
Yeah, man. This book was. Listen, if you like Mila Jovovich movies,
you'll love this.
You'll love it.
Send this to Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a nice don't, you know, blink as long as you want, action flick.
For sure. So moving on, we've got Dark Crisis number 2 from DC. I won't lie, I did like this issue. This is probably like my one of my favorite reads this week.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Nightwing taking on Deathstroke is always fun for me.
Yeah.
That man was beaten, battered, bruised, couldn't hardly walk straight and still whooped his ass.
Still whooped his ass. God. After he came up here talking all that shit.
He won the first round.
I do like the panel where everybody's getting like beat up and
getting noogies.
Yeah.
you got like Tapestry Man in the background, like shining something in somebody, you know, like just smack him.
These really are villains. These are like grown ass motherfuckers who are like in their
beating
40s,
children.
And 50s, going to a daycare and beating up the kids.
Beating the shit out of these kids.
But why is these. There's always a crisis going on in DC because DC in itself is a crisis.
100%.
But, like, how many times in a span of 10 years are we going to reboot the entire continuity?
You know what, man? Every 6 months.
it feels like it.
And this time, it feels like we're getting down to 4.
Don't they? Yeah. This is why DC could use some cosmic balance because didn't, like, you know, just 20 minutes ago, someone tried to harness crisis energy? Did someone just try to do this?
20 minutes ago, absolutely. Here's what needs to happen. I got it. Whatever crisis is coming next, they just need to wipe it all away. Like, the entire multiverse just needs to be just glass.
But they just brought it back.
I mean, like, get it all this time. Get it all out of here. And then we can strictly focus on... What's it? And then we can strictly just focus on Jurassic League. That's what we can do.
You know what? I'm behind that entire thing. Yeah. I'm behind that entire thing. Jurassic League and Wonder Woman Dead Earth will just merge, and that will be the DC universe.
Absolutely. We can just pick up the pieces from there because those are shining lights of them really stepping out of their zone. Again, don't get me wrong. This is kind of cool because for an issue two, a lot of shit went on.
It is good. It's just that since we don't read too much DC and since it's really tough to keep track of what's going on with the DC universe as far as... Who's all interacting with each other? I don't know where this stands.
Right.
It's like with DC Comics, we know it's just happening. We don't know which one's canon, but we're just reading all these side stories. So we're content with the side stories. They're pretty sick.
Yeah. I can just jump on to every one main issue every once in a while. There's just too much going on over there and not enough that I want to actually see. So
right.
It's always tough picking which book to go after from them.
Yeah, I wonder what... I mean, I wonder if this is what's going to lead to that future state, right? Because this is what they're kind of hinting to, that Omega Dark Side.
Yeah, some shit like that.
That they announced in that future state bullshit.
Black Adam petty.
What?
Black Adam's petty.
For sure.
Black Adam's always been petty.
Getting a little tired, is it?
Yeah. You see, this is why none of y'all can lead, except for you, Dick. You're all right.
Yeah, you're all right.
I like that.
After I let y'all get mopped up, now I'm going to help y'all.
You just watched?
Yeah.
What you want me to do, get my nails dirty?
Nah, that's
I thought y'all had it.
That's grunt work.
Yeah.
Moving on, the last one on the list. Did anyone get a chance to read The Closet 1 and 2?
Yeah. They were good. James Tyrion IV. I always like him when he does horror stuff. Like, yeah. Every single entry he's had in the Silver Coin, I've always enjoyed.
This read just like Silver Coin.
Right. Yeah, the last issue of Silver Coin was written by him, and I think is the best issue of Silver Coin to date.
Oh, shit.
So I always enjoy when he does horror stories. I particularly like him when he keeps them short. Once he starts kind of going longer, it's the reason why I kind of fell off the new Venom. All right, like there was just a lot of.
He needs a little condensing in some areas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ron V is like that too, because that's why I fell off Venom.
Oh, Ron
like,
V was
just too fucking much. Like, all right, I'm out here, man.
So,
like you said, it was a conversation at the bonfire where his buddy seemed like an NPC, like repeating his first initial dialogue phrase. Mm-hmm. and then he would just pick the next one.
And it would just be it would be the same. He would say the same thing, just in different order. So it's like we just kept going around, which maybe seeing as how it dealt into the story of trauma and not admitting, it was kind of cool of like a reassertion of like, no, I'm gonna keep poking the bear until you admit. But it did start getting a little repetitive and kind of it didn't add to the story because we can already tell who this person kind of is.
We can tell the dad's a little bit of a piece of shit.
It's not even
with good intentions, but he's just not there.
Here's the thing. I related a lot to the dad. Motherfucker forgot everything.
That's the thing, though. He didn't forget. In the beginning of the book, he didn't forget. He chose to sit at that bar for that long. He chose to let his wife pack the entire house alone.
He brought the wrong tape, and that's something I would have done.
Damn. Yeah, after he sat there and waited the whole time. He just made it worse.
That's crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, they should have called you.
A little piece of shit.
They should have called you. You know, you like packing them houses.
I'm not a captain, save them.
You sure? That's not what I heard.
She was redheaded and kind of thick.
Right. What have I become? Father.
But the one thing I will say, the panels were really straightforward. Everything was just a rectangle.
Smooth.
It was nothing like.
It was smooth.
It was smooth. It got to the point. I'm not a fan of the design of the monster.
I saw him.
I do like this overarching just feeling of trauma is passed through generations, which is my read on the story. So I'm intrigued to see where it goes. It was a quick read, so I'll probably let this pile up and then just burn through it because it was super fast.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. I like the monster. Not so much like the design, it's just how he's fucking with the kid.
Mm.
The kid was like, oh my God, no, it's in my closet. Shut up, little boy. We're gonna move, and it's not gonna follow you, all right? We're gonna go 100,000 million miles away, and you'll never see this closet again.
Just fucking
the same night.
Out.
Hey, little nigga. I'm gonna follow you there too.
Guess what? I'm coming. He reminded me of the dwarf in the flask from Fullmetal Alchemist. The smile.
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
A little bit.
So I enjoyed that. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it was a solid. I mean, it wasn't that solid of a week. Like, I didn't really enjoy everything as much. Like I said, Dark Crisis was probably my favorite, and for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Absolution was my favorite.
Yeah, they were all they were all pretty fast reads, so I was able to keep up with this and X-Men, and X-Men still got it. And getting a little convoluted, but it's X-Men.
What are we in the seventh ring by now for X-Men?
I don't even know where we're at. I just know as Vulcan keeps getting his ass beat, and I'm here for it.
Fair enough.
I'm always here for Vulcan slander. Fuck that dude.
And I'm always here for Vegeta slander.
Hey, bro.
They're one and the same.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're not. Man, I've been batting for Vegeta for 20 years.
Exactly.
When will you get tired?
Never.
When are you going to turn around and see other bodies at your feet?
Vegeta never gets tired, so I won't get tired.
The apostle of Vegeta. I'm gonna get your cloak.
Give me a cloak.
You know, you should be wearing a Vegeta chain instead.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to buy one.
Two chains?
Hey.
Vegeta and Knuckles, one and the same?
Yeah,
that's right.
You have a character archetype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The number two nigga.
Yeah, number two nigga. That's two. Right. That's
the
right.
The one everyone else likes, but they're not the main character.
Well, not everyone else.
Luigi ass motherfucker.
I do like Luigi, though.
I do like Luigi.
Luigi's cool. You know, he's taller.
Only because he was John Leguizamo.
Hey, exactly. Exactly.
I'll be there for that. When's that reboot happening, Nintendo? Give it one more. Oh, no, it is happening.
Yeah, we're getting Chris Pratt.
I mean,
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's gonna kill it. By the way, he's gonna just be awesome, like he is in everything he's in.
They're gonna slowly refine that movie into it's gonna be Minions, but with Mario.
100%.
They're gonna try and capture
100%.
They're gonna try and capture that Minions magic. It perplexes me to this day how Minions got that popular.
Dude, they're going crazy with these fucking Minions.
They snatched an age group of like 40 and up. Like, how do they do that?
I don't know.
People showing up in suits.
Is your mom like Minions?
No.
Dude, my mom loves Minions. I don't know how it happened.
My wife loves Minions.
Like, how?
Of course she loves Minions.
When did it happen?
God damn. I don't know, bro. All I know is the last time I got on TikTok, people were saying, like, if they work for the most despicable people, what were they doing in the... In the, you know, during the Hitler era, that's what people were after.
That's right. That's right. If the Minions are true Minions and everything, well,
they're Nazis.
Where were you during 9/11, Minions?
They said that
flying the plane.
They said that they said that they froze during the time they were in the ice at the time.
How convenient.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But they were there during Genghis Khan. So, you
know? Hey, Minions, where were you during the conquistadors?
Ooh. Yeah.
Where were you?
Slaughtering my people.
Oh, God. With that being said, guys, I think that was... this has been another episode of the Thirsty Nerds podcast. If this is your... Wait, no. That's not how we end that.
Whatever. Dude,
thank you for joining us.
We didn't acknowledge Chris the whole time. He's just been sitting
He didn't
right
acknowledge
here.
Us.
He's been sitting right here the whole time. We didn't acknowledge him.
Yeah, he had nothing to say. He didn't read any of the comics, so he just wants to be quiet for the entire pod. Man. That's fucked up. Crazy.
You think you're better than us?
Yes, he does. That's why he's just not gonna talk.
Mm-hmm. Little man.
Yeah, little man. Yeah, little man. Baby, yeah, baby man.
Baby man.
Yeah, yeah.
Little baby man.
Little baby man with little baby blue hair.
With that being said, thank you for joining us in the episode. My name is Jess1, and you can find me at Jess_Uno on Instagram, Jess1_Beats on Twitter.
I'm Stooge Prime. You can find me on Twitter at Stooge Prime.
I am Art of Sumo. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and you can follow us at the Thirsty Nerds Podcast on Instagram and Twitter as well. Also TikTok, you know, like and leave a review.
And Facebook, even though we never look
Dude,
at it.
I feel like I should just pay attention to Facebook more, but you know.
Bro, I don't even have that app downloaded no more.
Neither do I.
Dude.
Congratulations. We're free.
We're free.
The universe is telling me to... You know, download it. I mean, to get it off my phone. I did it once on accident, but I re-downloaded it. Mm-mm. I don't look at it. But
it's gone, and now I'm healing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you'll be a more enlightened person next time I see you. Oh, both of you.
I'll be even more enlightened when I delete that bird app.
What bird app?
Twitter.
Oh.
Never.
Nah, never, bro. You need to know what's going on.
I need to see New York be New York.
Yeah.
And where else can I get it but Twitter?
He's right.
By the way, when we're done, I got to play you the side talk, the street talk, New York, 4th of July.
I love it.
Great.
I love it.
All right. It's a beautiful day. We're getting out of here. Not going to spend too much time. Please follow us. Leave reviews. Did you love Absolution like I did? Do you want to see the movie? I know I do.
What about Project Icarus? It didn't throw you.
I mean, it did, but, you know, like I said, he has carte blanche. Because he's black, he has carte blanche to at least fuck up two more issues before I've had enough. I've read too much bullshit to not give him some leg room, so I'm going to do that.
You're right.
But yeah, we out of here, y'all.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Later.